Welcome to Tricks of the Devil, the show that tries to figure out how many flushes it takes to get rid of those Wookiee cookies. Today we're talking about personal attack. Does this sound familiar? You tell someone the truth, they tell you their opinion, and then they try to justify their actions compared to the truth. This is quickly followed by questioning of the truth teller to find out if he's a hypocrite, in an attempt to undermine the truth, never realizing that the truth does not need the teller to be the truth, and the teller does not need to be perfect. The truth is the truth regardless of who tells it, and it does not need the teller to be perfect for the truth to have validity or accuracy. And that's the trick of the devil. He wants you to make you think that you can't share the truth with somebody because you're imperfect. But that's kind of the whole gist of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're all imperfect. And that's okay, because through his righteousness, we become righteous. So what we have here is the classic attack. If you can't destroy the message, destroy the messenger. Let's read our Bible verse. It's Matthew 19:17. And he said unto them, "Why callest me good?" This is Jesus talking. "There is none good but one, that is, God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep his commandments." Jesus was the most perfect of messengers. And even Jesus said, "There is none good but one, God." You can never be good enough. None of us can. That's the whole point. We need Jesus. So you can tell the truth without being perfect. You don't have to be perfect to tell the perfect truth. Now it's time to find out how many flushes it takes to get down these Wookiee cookies left by the devil. Yep, two flushes with the courtesy flush. If we know who we are in Christ, then we can overcome this dirty trick. Being told that you cannot share the perfect truth of the gospel because you're not perfect is like telling someone that you could not tell them where to find a doctor because you're sick. We're not trying to say we're perfect. We are saying we know where the perfect one is and how to get to him. Let's look at our closing verse. It's 1 Peter 3:15-16. "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as if you're an evildoer, they may be ashamed," right? "That falsely accuse you in your good conversation in Christ." So in other words, we're just saying, you might be called an evildoer. You might be called a sinner, a hypocrite, because you tell someone the truth, and while you may not completely live up to it right now, that is your goal, and that's all of our goals. So don't get discouraged that you don't feel good enough to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. None of us are good enough, but we are blessed by our Heavenly Father with this task to go forth and share the truth, right? We're sick. We know where the doctor is, and it's our job to tell everybody else where the doctor is. Yeah!